So Parikshit asked Sukhdev Ji Maharaj what a person should do when he comes to know about his death, that he is going to die within 7 days. Then Sukhdev Ji gave him the whole scheme, and that scheme was that he should start meditating on the Virat Roop of the Lord. If that not be possible, then start meditating in your heart. And when you start meditating in your heart, then you transcend your mind and intellect, and you reach there, it is Satya Mukti, instant Mukti. If you don't want Satya Mukti, if you want to see the other lokas, other 7 higher lokas, then there is a Kram Mukti, Mark was also stated. So teaching was over. Then after that, Parichit again asked, Iti Vibhyavritam Raja Nishamya Bhartar Sabha Kim Anya Prishtavam Bhuyo? What else Parichit asked after that? Teaching was over. Was the satsang also over with that? No. Vaiyasikavisim Kabim. We want to listen to that. Why? Because both of them were devotees of the Lord. Parichit was also devotee. From the birth itself, he was devotee. And Sukhdev Ji was also great devotee of the Lord. So when two devotees meet, they don't talk about the worldly things. They will talk about the Lord only. So what did they talk? I want to listen more. Now the Sut is now telling what was the further discussions or further satsang was on. Yes.
Vaiyasakirti vajaha tattva nishchaya vātmanaha upadhāya matim krishne auttareya satim vyakhāt.
Hearing the words of the Sukhdev, Vaiyasakirti vajaha, whatever Sukhdev Ji said, hearing that, tattva nishchaya atmana, he could ascertain his goal. Immediately he could ascertain his goal. Upadharyam mati krishne auttareya satim bhaya auttare parichyat. What he did? Upadharyam matim. He placed his mati. Mati means intellect. Where satim vyadhat, in the truth. What is this word sati? We have heard this word sati many times. And in ancient India, whenever the husband used to die before the wife used to climb that pyre and burn herself also. That was you call the sati pratha at that time. Why so? Because she is loyal to one husband only. That is pati pratha dharma. But how can I make my mati sati? Sukhdev Ji, I use the word sati here. What is this sati? You see, sati is the sati is our own nature. It's our true nature, Satchidanand Visena. So who is that Satchidanand? It's not somewhere else. We are that Satchidanand. So placing Mati intellect in the Sat is called the Sati of Mati. Mati means intellect. Sati means to place it in the absolute truth. Now no more thinking about the worldly things. That is Sati. So how to make our buddhi sati now? We also have to know. Placing means what? Placing in the Lord. Placing means that the bhokta and bhogya, enjoyer and the enjoyment, both is Lord. At this point of time, what is our state? Bhokta, we are enjoyer. What is bhogya? Sense objects are the bhogya. Objects of enjoyments are all sense objects. Now what we have to do? I am the enjoyer, and what I am enjoying is the Lord now. The whole mati is now centered in Lord only. I am loving Lord, I am doing for the Lord, everything for the Lord. Matim satim. Upadharan matim krishne, he placed his intellect in Lord Krishna. Then after that,
Atma jayat सुतावार पशुद्रविणबन्धुषु राज्ये चाविकले नित्यं विडूरां ममतां जहो।
आत्मा, आत्मा मीन्स योर बॉडी, आत्मा बॉडी, जाया वाय, सुत सन, अगार पैलेस, पशु एनिमल्स, द्रविण वेल्थ, बंधुसु ऑल रिलेटिव्स एंड फ्रेंड्स, राज्य च अभिकले एंड द राज्य द किंगडम, परिचित वाज राजा एंड द किंगडम एंड दैट हाउ दैट किंगडम वाज निष्कंटक विदाउट एनी ट्रबल, इट वाज स्मूथ रनिंग, निष्कंटक नित्यम विगुणाम, ही वाज डेली प्रैक्टिसिंग दिस थिंग, ही वाज इन ऑल विद दिस पीपल एंड द किंगडम, ममताम जहो, ही इमीडिएटली विद इन वन सेकेंड जहो ही गेव अप ऑल हिज अटैचमेंट, ममताम अटैचमेंट विद ऑल दिस, इन वन मोमेंट ही लेफ्ट एवरीथिंग, ममताम जहो। नाउ वी हैव टू लर्न अबाउट व्हाट इज दिस संन्यास, रिनंसिएशन इज ऑफ टू टाइप्स, वन इज कॉल्ड दंडात्मकम, अनदर इज त्यागात्मकम। दंडात्मकम इट इज विधि पूर्वक टेकन विथ, देर इज अ रिचुअल फॉर दैट, यू हैव टू डू दैट रिचुअल विधि पूर्वक अकॉर्डिंग टू द स्क्रिप्ट, इट्स अ लॉन्ग प्रोसेस, इट टेक्स 2 to 3 days टू टेक द संन्यास विधि पूर्वकम, एंड अनदर इज त्यागात्मकम रिनंसिएशन। वॉट इज दिस विधि पूर्वकम, इफ यू हैव taken this thread ceremony, if you have taken this what we call upavitam, then you have to take sannyas vidhi purvakam, you don't have any choice, vidhi purvakam you have to do. How? Suppose you have done your marriage court registration, now you want divorce, where you have to go? Again court. So if you have done your upanayan, what is upanayan? Brahmopadesham. In Upanayan, you get the Brahma Upadesha, you get the Gayatri Mantra. So once you have got this Gayatri Mantra, Brahma Upadesha, if you want to take sannyas, then you have to do it vidhivat. And next is Tyagatmakam. In Tyagatmakam, it's very easy. Nothing is to be done. Like this pencil is mine, I can throw into the tank, Tyagatmakam. Nobody will object, nobody say no. But if you want to take this microphone, immediately the authority will come. You have got no authority to take it. No. Tyagatma is my wish. Now in Vidhivat Sannyas also there are two types. One is Vidvisa and second is Vividisa. One is Vidvat. Vidvat means I have taken, studied the scripture, now I have understood that this whole world is to be renounced. Then I go and take the sannyas and take the ochre cloth. Okay. After knowledge. And another is Vividisa. What is this Vividisa? Jigyasa. I want to know the spirituality. I want to have the knowledge of the self. I take sannyas, then I study the scriptures. One is after knowledge, vidvat sannyas, and vividisa sannyas, for gaining knowledge, you take that. So there are two types. So first is dandatmakam. In dandatmakam, you get the danda. You have seen a Shankaracharya with the danda, the stick. Danda means the stick. You get that stick when you take the sannyas, dandatmakam. Our Gurudev also got Dandatma. You know, you have seen him with the Danda for some time. So, Parichit also, Mamatam Jaho. So, what was the type of sannyas of Parichit? Tyagatmakam. For Tyagatmakam sannyas, you don't have to take any ochre cloth, orange cloth, or saffron cloth, or white cloth, nothing. Nothing is required. But if you take that Vidit. Vidvat sannyas or Vividisa sannyas, that in that case you have to according to the your Guru Shishya Parampara, there are many Guru Shishya Parampara, different sects are there. They, according to them, they give you the clothes, even the designs of the clothes are different. You will find many Mahatmas wearing different types of clothes, different type of tilak also. According to their sampradaya, they have got the tilak also, like your tilak will be this, or only one putki, or the U die, or it will come start from here, it will go up to this. Different types are sampradaya are there.
Jagyavalkya also.
You see, sannyas like this. In the Brahmacharya ashram, we are supposed to study the scriptures. And according to your vasana, if you understand that whatever I am studying, and the ultimate culmination of all this Brahmacharya is ultimately the sannyas, and your mind is purified from the earlier birth, straightway you will go from Brahmacharya to sannyas. No more grihastha or vanaprastha. But suppose you have got the desires, you still want those to be fulfilled, then whatever you have learnt in the Brahmacharya ashram from the Vedas, not the school books and all that, according to the Vedas, you have to fulfill your desires. How you fulfill those desires? There is karma kanda there, rituals are there. For any desire to fulfill, they have got a certain type of rituals, yajna you have to do. And what is that yajna? We have learned many times, what is yajna? I am offering oblations to the Lord and say, na idam mama, this is for, not for me. That means the Lord is coming into your life. Now those rituals, we can't do it today. Why we can't do it today? Because the ingredients are not available. Number one, pure ingredients not available. Number two, the requirements you cannot fulfill. You cannot fulfill. In Rudram, somewhere it has come that this mantra is to be made with the ghee of 3-year-old cow of this color. For this mantra, you have to have 3.5-year-old cows. So very difficult. Earlier time, people used to have hundreds of cows, so they can segregate, okay, for this oven I need this. And now we can't do it. Now you have to do it with 2% or 1%. Pasteurized. So that was the system prevalent at that time. When Lord Krishna revolutionized the whole thing, he said, instead of doing the rituals, now what you should do? You make your all karma yajna. All karma is to be made yajna. How all karma is to be made yajna? Many times I've said. Karma yoga. That's all. This is your yajna now.
Karma
yoga. All my karmas are for the happiness of the Lord. Lord has come into your life. That is the whole purpose. Lord should come into my life. So once the Lord start coming into your life will change. Now you will not be able to do any prohibited action. You will not hurt anybody. I am going to punch this person. Will the Lord be happy? No. I am going to tell lie. Will the Lord be happy? No. I am going to cheat this person. Lord will not be happy. I am going to help others. Lord will be happy. So this way, when the Lord comes into your life, if you start doing the karma yoga, then after that what happens? Your desire, slowly the vasana will get clear. How is that? Very simple science. When you are worshipping your own ego, you are doing only for yourself, your vasanas are increasing. Now the vasanas, the imprints are of the Lord. Lord is coming into your life. The vasanas are of Lord. Instead of OET vasana, now the vasanas are of Lord. So naturally, mind is purifying. Once the mind gets purified, then comes the grihastha ashram is over. In grihastha ashram, you have to do, or you have to fulfill your desires according to the scriptures. When the mind is purified, then the jigyasa will come. Who am I? What is the purpose of my life? What is Atma? What is Anatma? How to reach Atma? Is it possible here and now? These questions will come. Once this question arises, what will you do? You will run to Sadhguru. I want this knowledge. Give me this knowledge. And Sadhguru will be very happy to give you that knowledge. He is waiting for that. And once you get the knowledge, you realize. After realization, now you can renounce. You can do the Tyagatmak thing. Renounce everything and take the cloth. Or if you think, no, after Vyasa mind is purified, I will take sannyas first. Then I will go and study scriptures in Himalaya. That also you can do. Or after studying the scripture, now you have realized, I have to renounce this world. This world is, will not give me fulfillment, will not give me permanent happiness. So I renounce it. So you can do that also. You can renounce it staying in your own home also. Raja Janak, he was Raj Rishi. He was Raja also, Rishi also, doing his all functions of the kingdom, and at the same time detached also. So we can also stay at our home, but detached. What is this detachment? Many times I have said, what is this detachment? What is this detachment? Detachment does not mean that you have to leave your home, leave your bank balance, give it all, everything to Chinmay Mission and go to Himalaya. No. Detachment means that I am not dependent on all these things for my happiness. Why are we attached to object, emotions, thought, persons and beings in the world? We think they give me joy. That is why we are attached. But we have to know, I am not dependent on them. I will be staying in the family, but I will have to be very clear about this, that they are not the source of my happiness. Source is within. I am superimposing my happiness on others and I think they are giving me. So this is to be clear. Once this is clear, then you can stay detached here. There is no problem.
प्रपच्यते ममेवार्थं यन्मां पृच्छत सत्तमाः कृष्णानुभाव श्रवणे श्रद्धधानो महामनाः
सो दिस इज प्रपच्यते ममेवार्थं यन्मां पृच्छ सत्तमा व्हाट एवर क्वेश्चन यू आर आस्किंग मी सोनक आस्क सुजी ना सो हु आर द सोनक वेयर द रिचुअलिस्टिक दे आर डूइंग द कर्मकांड फॉर 1000 इयर्स देयर इज एंड इन बिटवीन द कर्मकांड दे वांटेड टू लिसन टू भगवत कथा And Sut ji is narrating the Bhagavad Gita. So Saunak ji is saying to Sut ji that whatever you have asked me to narrate, the same thing Parikshit did to Sukhdev ji. And what Sukhdev ji said, I am going to narrate the same thing.
Samstham vikyaya sanyasya karma traivargikam jayat vasudeve bhagavati atma bhavam dhrangatah.
Samstham vikyaya sanyasya. So Parikshit was fully abiding in the sanyas. Tyagatmak sanyas he has done. Karma traivargikam jayat. He renounced traivargikam karma, three types of karma. What are the three types of karma?
Dharma, Artha,
Kama, Moksha. There are four pursat. The out of four pursat, Moksha is the last. And Parikshit has come there to get the Moksha, to get the liberation. And balance three is the pursat we are supposed to do. Dharma, Dharma means rightness. Or Yajna, you have to do the rituals. Dharma, Artha, you have to earn money righteously. Artha, Kam, with the earned wealth, righteously earned wealth, now you will fulfill your desire. Traivarikam, he left Traivarikam karma. Who? Parikshit. No yagya, no earning of the money and no fulfillment of personal desires. Traivarikam karma he gave up. Vasudeva Bhagavati Atmabhavam Dhiram Gata Vasudevam Bhagavati. And he placed his buddhi, his mind, man and buddhi in Vasudeva, and he was very firm in that. And once you become like that, then what will happen? Main or Mena is gone. There is no I, ahankar is no more there, minus is not there. And then you will say, Mere to Girdhar Gopal aur dusaro na koi khatam. Bhogya bhokta one.
राजवाच समीचीनं वचो ब्रह्मन् सर्वज्ञः तवानः तमो विशीर्यते मह्यं हरे कथयत कथां
समीचीनं वचो ब्रह्मन् सर्वज्ञः तवानः अनघ मीन्स वन हु इज सिनलेस राजा उवाच मीन्स परीक्षित इज स्टडिंग टू सुखदेव जी You are Sukhdevji, sinless, nispap, you don't have any sin. Sarvakya, you know everything. You have studied the scripture. You are abiding in the truth. So you are Sarvakya, Brahmana, Samachinam Vacha. And you, Vachans are very good. Samachinam, right Vachans. Tamo Visiryate Mahiyam Hare Kathyat Katham. And when you proceed with the Hari Katha, what happens? Tamo Visiryate. What is Tamo? Svatraja tama. Tama means andhakar, darkness. Darkness represents ignorance. So when I listen to Hari Katha, my ignorance slowly disperses. It's reducing. So when you start listening to Hari Katha, what will get? It's all Vedanta here. We are not doing kirtan, bhajan and all that which is done in the 7 days Katha. No. That is not there. It's the whole Vedanta here, full of Vedanta. So once you understand the Vedanta and start applying in your life, what will happen? Like we were talking about the yajna, how you have to fulfill your desires. So you have to know these things, how we have to, what is to be done in Kali Yuga, what Lord has said. Lord has said you don't have to do the yajna now. You have to do, all your karma is to be made yajna now. So if you understand, then what will happen? Your agyan, your ignorance will slowly, slowly disperse. Khatam. And you will reach jnana.
Bhuya eva vivitsyami bhagavan atma mayaya yathedam srijate vishvam durvibhavyam adhishwarai
Bhuye vivasami bhagavan atma maya. Bhuye, bhuye means again. Please tell me about what? Yat edam srijet vishwam. How this creation has come into? How this creation has come? Please tell me. Durvivapnam adhishwari. Even the many deities or even the devatas, they don't know. Even the Brahmaji, he is also ignorant about this. He is the creator. But how this came? Please tell me how this creation has come into existence. And we have studied Panchadasi. And the first verse was Paramatma Advayananda Purna Purna Purvam Swamayaya Swayameva Jagat Bhutva Pravishat Jiva Rupata. The whole creation was stated in that one verse. Paramatma Advayananda. He was Paramatma. Paramatma. Who is the Paramatma? Causeless, beginningless, birthless. That Paramatma, Advaya, non-dual. Why is non-dual? What is the harm if the Paramatma are two Paramatmas are there?
There is time.
Paramatma Advaya. Advaya means one and if one is there, that means infinite. The moment you say there are two, they become finite. And anything which is finite is perishable. Then our Paramatma will become perishable. So Paramatma Advaya Ananda. He is the Ananda Swarup. Why is Ananda Swarup? Now you have to tell me how many times I have said it. In all the finite things, there is no sukh there. Whole world is only finite. Everything is limited in time and space. Anything which is limited in time and space has got no sukh. Alpe sukham nasti. Alpe sukham nasti, Vridhyanagar Nisa says, alpe sukham nasti. Anything which is alpa, alpa means? Which is limited in time and space, there is no sukh. Then where is the sukha? Bhuma vai sukham. Bhuma means? Another name of Brahman. We know only Brahman, Brahman, Brahman. Bhuma is also Brahman. Bhuma vai sukham. The Bhuma, which is infinite. Sukh is only there. Yathe Sritan Bhishman Durbhyabhyam Adhishwari. And it is mystery to all deities also how this creation has come. And I have said earlier also that in our Upanishad there are 64 types of creation. 64 types of why 64? There is only one creation. Why there are 64 types? Why 64 types? So it is said, it depends according to the Mahatma and the student. According to the level of student, Mahatma tell only that much. Then there are 64 variations. And none of them is real. None of them is real. Why? How can there will be a real theory for unreal Jagat? Jagat is not at all existing. Now tell me, can there will be a real theory for non-existing Jagat? No. So, but we will be explaining, Bhagavad will also explain, Tattvabodh will be also explaining. The same thing is here also, what we are studying in Tattvabodh also.
Yatha gopayate vibhu, yatha samyacchate punaha, yam yam shakti upasritya, purushakti parapuman, atmanam kriyan kriyan, karoti vikaroti cha.
With the help of what power he created all this thing and how he is sustaining it, how it is being dissolved, I want to know that. And why actually he did it? Atmanam kridayan. Kridayan is the krida, sport, is the leela. Many people ask, humko dukh dene ke liye kyun banaya? Why Lord has created this world full of sorrow for us? Simple reason. When he gives you sorrow, then you remember him, otherwise you don't remember. So he wants all of us to turn toward him. And what is his? Krida. Is a sport. Paramatma Advananda Purnam Purvam Swamaya Swayameva Jagat Bhutva. He became the Jagat. Because he was getting bored. Alone, single, Brahman. Kisse baat kare? He was getting bored. Swayameva Jagat Bhutva. He became the whole world. Then this whole world was inert. Then what he did? Prabhisat, he entered. How? Jiva Rupata. So who is this Jiva? He entered. What is his Jagat? He himself became all these things. That is why early morning drivers in India, they worship the tire or the engine. Or somebody buys a new car, goes to the temple. Tika lagao, puja karo. Student, worship. Different people worshiping, different people worship people tree. Why? Everything is world, everything is Lord Himself in different form, that's all.
Nunam bhagavato brahman hare rudbhuta karmanah durvibhavyam vivabhadi kavi vischapi cheshtitam.
दुर्विवाह विवाह कवि 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 भी सापि चेष्टितम्. इवन द कवीज आर वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू ग्रैस्प इट. हु इज द कवि? शंकराचार्य हैज समवेयर रिटन दैट द कवि डेफिनेशन इज क्रांतदर्शी इज कवि. क्रांतदर्शी मीन्स हु कैन सी द फ्यूचर. Future means you will find the poets always doing lot of kalpana, imaginary things. So those are kavi. Even the wise people are difficult to understand how this creation has come. They don't know.
Yatha gunastu prakritehe yugavat kramasho viva vivarti purishasme kah kurvan karmani janmabhi.
यथा गुणांस्तु गुणांस्तु गुणा थ्री गुणाज सत्व रजस एंड तमस. यथा गुणांस्तु प्रकृति ऑफ द प्रकृति युगपत कर्मसो विवा विभर्ति भूरि स ही बिकेम युगपत. युगपत मीन्स ऑल थ्री एट ए टाइम एंड ही क्रिएटेड द होल वर्ल्ड एट ए टाइम. आ गया एक बार और क्रमशः इन सीक्वेंस स्लोली क्रमशः हाउ ही डिड इट ही वांट टू नो दैट.
विचिकित्समे तन्मे ब्रवीतु भगवान् यथा शाब्दे ब्रह्मणि निष्णातः परस्मिंश्च भवान् खलु.
विचिकित्समे नमे ब्रवीत भगवान् यथा. ओ भगवान् यू डिस्पेल माय डाउट. आई हैव गॉट अ डाउट. आई डोंट नो वेदर द क्रिएशन केम ऑल एट अ टाइम और इट वाज देन आई मीन इन सीक्वेंस वन आफ्टर अनदर एज द अवतार केम. Lord took different avatar and in different avatar he created little by little, little by little. Is it that way? Or he made the whole creation in one go? Kindly dispel my doubt. You are versed in Veda. Sabde Brahmani. What is the Veda called? Sabda Praman. Sabda Praman means if you want to know about the Brahman, you have to go to the Veda. They are the Sabda Praman. You will get about knowledge about the Brahman there. And you are well versed in the Vedas. And you know the truth also. You are also realized. Earlier somewhere, Sukhdev Ji Maharaj has said that I am abiding in the Nirgun Nirakar. He himself said. So you know the truth. You know the Vedas. Now you dispel my doubts about the creation.
सूत उवाच इत्युपामन्त्रितो राज्ञा गुणानुकथने हरेः ऋषिकेशमनुस्मृत्य प्रतिवक्तुं प्रचक्रमी.
बीइंग सो क्वेश्चन बाय राजा ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ द लॉर्ड्स क्रिएशन हिज ग्रेसियस डीड सुख बिगैन टू स्पीक बट बिफोर टेलिंग एनीथिंग नाउ ही विल बी डूइंग द मंगलाचरण. मंगलाचरण ही विल बी सैल्यूटिंग टू द लॉर्ड in many verses. Why salutations to the Lord? Why Mangalacharan? Mangal means auspicious. Auspicious means what? If there is obstacle to come, he will remove this. When I remember the Lord that I am doing some auspicious work, we always do the Mangalacharan. In the beginning, before the starting the class, we do the Mangalacharan. At the end of the class, we do the Purnamada. It is also Mangalacharan. In Madhyantara also, it is Mangalacharan is to be done. It is said, Mangaladini, Mangala, Mangalam Dhyami, Mangaladini, Mangalam Dhyami, Mangalantani Sastrani, Prathante, Mangala Adi. Adi means in the beginning, Mangalam Madhyani in the middle, and Mangalam Antani at the end also be done. But are we doing in the Madhya also? No, we are taking in the Madhya also. Whenever you talk about the Lord, it is in the Madhya also always. We are talking about the Lord. And what are the words normally? Atha. Atha is also auspicious. Om is auspicious. Name of the Lord is also auspicious. Any name. Name, take the name of Lord Krishna or Vishnu or Ram or any name, Lord Shiva. So in the Bhagavad Katha or in all other scriptures you will find somewhere we take the name of the Lord. So it is always in the Madhya also, continuously it is there. And it gives you Kalyan. It is said, Namaha Param Kalyanam, Namaha Param Mangalam. Namaha means when you salute, either there will be Param Kalyanam. Kalyanam means you will get Sukh. Mangalam, it is auspicious. And why we are doing to Namaha to Lord? So that all the obstacles which may come, he can at least suspend it for some time.
Shri Shuka Uvacha Nama Parasmai Purushaya Puyase Sadudbhavasthana Nirodha Lilaya Grihita Shatrititayaya Dehinam Antar Bhavaya Nupalaksha Vartmane.
Nama Parasmai Purushaya Puyase Paramai Purush, that Parampurus, I am saluting to that Parampurus, who with the help of the three gunas, he created the whole thing. He became Brahma, he became Vishnu, he became Mahesh. Brahma assisted by Saraswati. For any creation you need knowledge. Who is the concept of Brahmaji? Saraswati. Vishnu, for sustaining the whole creation, you need money. So, assisted by Lakshmi ji. And for dissolution, Lord Shiva, Parvati. So he created, he himself became all these three, and he is indwelling in all beings. He is indwelling in all beings. Aham Atma Gurakesa Sarva Bhuta Asrastita. I am in each body's heart. But I cannot be grasped by intellect. Never I can be grasped by intellect. Drigevanatu Drishyate. How you have become well versed. So he is infinite and his glories are also infinite. It is said, Hari Anant, Hari Katha Ananta. Hari is Anant. Hari is Anant means infinite. And his Katha, his deeds are also infinite. Bahut deeds hai.
Bhuyo nama sadvidinachide satam asambhavaya akhila sattva murtaye pumsam punat paramahamsya ashrame vyavasthitana manurigya dashuse.
Bhuyo nama, what he does, again salutation to whom, removes all the sorrows of the virtuous. If any sadhu is suffering, he will remove his suffering. And he will remove all the wicked people also. He will remove the wicked people. Yada yada hi dharma se jnani bhavati bharata. That is his job. To protect the sadhu and to destroy the wicked people. Why so? Because he is there in all char and achar. How can he do it? Because he is pervading everywhere. Char and achar. How is he pervading? How is he pervading everywhere?
Existence.
By principle of existence. Sat Chit Anand. Sat means existence. So how he pervades whole world? Sat, Sat, Sat. What is Sat? Isness, isness, isness. Chair is, table is, mic is, fan is, light is, sun is, moon is. Isness is everywhere. So he is pervading everywhere. That is why he can do all these things. So char and achar are all his forms. Swayameva jagat putva, all char and achar are his forms. The forms are changing and perishable, but the existence everywhere is unchanging. Existence never changes. And the example, how can we prove that existence never changes? There is a tree, cut the tree, it becomes log. The tree is no more there. Log is, isness from the tree has come to log. Cut the log into planks, log is gone, plank is. Make the furniture from the plank, now furniture is, plank is no more there. Burn the furniture, it will become as is, furniture is gone. So name and forms are changing, but the isness is continuing. You cannot destroy the isness. So that is permanent. And he has got no partiality against anybody. No partiality.
Namo namaste stu vrishavaya sattvatam vidura kashthaya muhuku yoginam nirastasamyati shayena radhasa swadhamani brahmani ramsyate namaha.
Salutation to him again. He is the bestower of illumination to the seeker, to the wise person, to the Mahatma. He is the bestower of illumination. He gives. You see, it is said, once you become sannyasina, he himself comes. You don't have to strive. Only for the sannyasis. It is sulabha for sannyasi, durlabha for others. He himself will come to him. And vidur kashtaya mohum kuyogina, but those who are duratma, kuyogi, adharmi, for them he is far away. They can never reach him, kuyoginam. And he ever signs as Brahman. How he ever signs as Brahman? Ever signs as Brahman? Chit swarupa. I know I am as I am through I am. I know subject. I know as I am object. I know as I am through I am. That consciousness. Subject, object and instrument becomes one. This is self-effulgence of Lord. Chitsarupa. And nobody is equal to him. Nobody is equal to him. It's only one. We can become that. Truly speaking, we are that. We don't have to become also. Only we have to know that we are that. We are Sachidananda. Only knowledge is required. In the word, in the Bhagavad Gita, Gyatva word has come many times. Gyatva, Gyatva, Gyatva. Lord has solved. In the sloka also you will find Gyatva. So what you have to do? Only you have to take the knowledge. Nowhere it is written kritva, after doing this thing you will get this. No. No, nothing is to be done. Only jnana is not required. What is that jnana? That you are Sachidananda. This jnana is required. And when this jnana will abide in you, when the mind is purified, then only it will abide. Otherwise it can never abide. The mind is purified, then you will get it.
Yat kirtanam, yat smaranam, yad ikshanam, yad vandanam, yat sravanam, yad arhanam, lokasya sadyo vidunoti kalmasham, tasmai subhadra sravase namo namah.
Tasmai subhadra sravase namo namah. May I listen to all this auspicious thing. Yat kirtanam, by singing the glories of the Lord, yat kirtanam, yat smarnam, by remembering that Lord, yad ichanam, by seeing Him, yad bandhanam, by greeting Him, yad sravanam, by listening to His glory, yad arnahan, by worshipping, man gets cleansed of all impurities. If you do sravan, kirtanam, bandhanam, arhanam, by all these things, your impurities will be clean. Can you tell me how can it be cleaned? Through BMI chart. Once you start listening about the Lord, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Bandhanam, whatever, Puja, when you start doing that, the impressions will be on. Purity hoga. You accept the science, na? The impressions will be of Lord only, not of the world. But if you don't do that, what vasana you will get? Worldly vasana. Worldly vasana means impurities. Your kamana will, or desire will only increase. Nothing else will increase. Only impurities you will be collecting. How do you collect impurities? If you don't do the karma yoga. If we are not doing karma yoga, we are collecting impurities. We are increasing our vasanas. लोकस्य सद्यो विदनोति कल्मषम्। इन दिस लोकस सद्यो इंस्टेंटली ऑल इंप्योरिटीज स्टार्ट रिड्यूसिंग इफ यू डू दिस थिंग। तस्मै सुभद्रस्वे नमो नमः। आई सेल यू टू दैट परमात्मा Sangam, all Sangam, all attachment gone. They become Antaratman. They enter themselves. Vindanti hi Brahmagatim. And they attain. Vindanti Brahmagatim. They attain that Brahman. And once you attain that Brahman, what will happen? You attain the bliss also. So I want to hear that auspicious katha again and again.
तपस्विनो दानपरायशस्विनो मनस्विनो मंत्रविदसु मंगलाः क्षेमं न विन्दन्ति विनाय दर्पणं तस्मै सुभद्रश्रवसे नमो नमः।
तपस्विनो तपस्वी दानपरा दानी यशस्वी मैन ऑफ रेस्पेक्ट एंड मनस्विनो राइट कंडक्टिंग पीपल मंत्रविद सीयर ऑफ द मंत्र सुमंगला auspicious, chemam na vidnanti, they will not get the protection. Chemam, yoga and chem, you have listened to this one, yoga. Yoga means whatever you don't have, you want to have this. This is called yoga. Chemam, whatever I have got, I want the protection of that chemam. Chemam na vidnanti vinada arpanam, you will not get the protection unless you surrender it to Lord. So surrender is must. What is surrender? Surrender. That is surrender. We are not able to do this. Surrender. Tasmai Subhadrasave Namo Namah. Okay, very good. Next. So the wise people, they surrender. They do all these things. But what about the other people?
Kirata Hunantra Pulinda Pulkasa Abhira Kanka Yavana Kasadayaha इन्ने च पापायनुपाश्रयाश्रयाः शुद्ध्यन्ति तस्मै ब्रह्मविष्णवे नमः।
What about these minority people? किरात, हून, आंध्र, पुलिंद, पुलकस, आभीर, कंक, यवन, खस। They are not wise people. How will they get purified? So it is said, they serve the bhakta of the Lord, devotees of the Lord. If you serve the devotees of the Lord also, what will happen? They will also get purified. How? Always ask how. Because the devotee will be again talking about the Lord only. So they will be also purified.
Saesha Atma Atma Vatamadhishwarah Strayimayo Dharma Mayastapo Mayah
May the Lord be gracious to me who is Atma of Jnani. He is the Lord of the Bhakta. He is the Veda for all the ritualistic people. For the Karmakandi, he is the Veda. He is the righteousness to the follower of the Dharma. He is the Tap of Tapasvi. And his reality is looked upon with the wonder by the devotees like Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. They are also devoted. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh are also devoted. Why they are devoted? Why Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh are devotees? Because all three have got the same essence. He, the Sachidanandan Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh is given by the Brahma, not Brahma. Brahma is creator. Brahma is different from the creator. Brahma has given Satchitananda to Brahma. Brahma has given Satchitananda to Vishnu. Brahma has given Satchitananda to Lord Shiva.
Hmm. यज्ञपति प्रजापति धियां पतिर्लोकपति धरापतिः पतिर्गतिश्चान्धकवृष्णि सत्वतां प्रसीदतां मे भगवान् सतां पतिः
प्रसीदतां मे भगवान् सतां पति मे द लॉर्ड ब्लेसेस टू मी हु इज दिस लॉर्ड श्रीयपति ही द लॉर्ड ऑफ श्री देन यज्ञपति लॉर्ड ऑफ सैक्रिफाइसेस प्रजापति लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल बीइंग्स Dhyampati, Lord of intellect, Lokpati, Lord of all loka, then Dharapati, Lord of this Dhara. Dhara means earth. Dharapati. Patir Gati is Andhaka Vishnu Satnam, and he is the Pati, the protector and ashram of Andhaka Vishnu and Sant. Let that Lord be gracious to me.
यदंग्रवि ध्यान समाधि धौतया धियानुपश्यन्ते तत्त्वमात्मनः वदन्ति चैतत्कवयो यथारुचं समे मुकुन्दो भगवान् प्रसीदताम्
समे मुकुन्दो भगवान् प्रसीदताम् मे दैट लॉर्ड मुकुन्द बी ग्रेसियस टू मी विच इज रियलाइज बाय द वाइज पीपल बाय ध्यान समाधि धौतया धौतया ना प्योरिफाइड धौतया प्योरिफाइड बाय समाधि एंड ध्यान ध्यान उपस्यन्ति ही तत्व आत्मन एंड दोज वाइट पीपल दे सी हिम इन देयर ओन आत्मन नॉट आउटसाइड दे सी इनसाइड बदन्ति चैतत कवयो यथानुजम एंड वंस दे गेट रियलाइज देन दे से अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर रुचि संबल से दैट तत्व इज भागवत तत्व समबडी विल से दिस इज आत्म तत्व Now, Jnani and Bhakta will start fighting. No. Bhakta will say, no, this is Bhagavata, this is not Atma Tattva. And the Jnani will say, no, this is Atma Tattva. It's not Bhagavata Tattva. But once you are realized, then you will say, everything is one and the same. Bhagavata Tattva is the Atma Tattva. Then you will be able to say, in this pillar also the Brahman is there. And the Lord will appear from the pillar also.
प्रचोदितायेन पुरा सरस्वती वितन्वताजस्य सतिं स्मृतिं हृदि स्वलक्षणा प्रादुर्भुक्किलास्यतः समे ऋषीणां ऋषभप्रसीदताम्
मे द सुप्रीम बिस्टर ऑफ द नॉलेज बी ग्रेसियस टू मी इवन व्हेन द ब्रह्मा जी केम इन टू एक्जिस्टेंस ही वाज कंफ्यूज्ड ही वाज नॉट नोइंग हाउ टू क्रिएट द होल वर्ल्ड Then he did the tapas and he got the knowledge of the previous birth, how he created last time. And with that, Saraswati ji came and helped Brahma ji and he got the knowledge and he created. So may that bestower of knowledge be gracious to me so that in the I may be also realized.
समे ऋषीणां ऋषभप्रसीदतां भूतैर्महद्वीरैमा पुरो विभुः निर्मायशेते यद्भूषु पुरुषः पुङ्क्ते गुणान् षोडश षोडशात्मकः भूतैर्महद्वीरैमा पुरो विभुः निर्मायशेते यद्भूषु पुरुषः भुङ्क्ते गुणान् षोडश षोडशात्मकः सोऽलङ्कृष्ट भगवान् वचांसि मे
सोऽलङ्कृष्ट भगवान् वचांसि मे मे लॉर्ड इंस्पायर माई वांच माई स्पीच वाई भूतैः दैट भगवान् हु क्रिएटेड ऑल दीज बीइंग्स वाई भूतैः महत् फाइव महद्भूत पंच महाभूत एंड देन आफ्टर दैट भुक्तेन गुणान षोडश षोडशात्मक एंड ही क्रिएटेड 16 थिंग्स वी नो अबाउट द 17 थिंग्स व्हाट आर द 16 थिंग्स एंड 17 थिंग्स फाइव ज्ञानेन्द्रिया पांच कर्मेंद्रिया पांच प्राण है मन बुद्धि 17 हियर मन बुद्धि इज टेकन वन सो नाउ इट इज बिकम 16 एंड डोंट आस्क मी दिस क्वेश्चन व्हेन आई टीच यू द Tantabodha. In Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita it is written 16, here we are saying 17. So again, according to the student. There also actually it is not 17, really speaking it is 19. Chittananta. Five organs of perception, five organs of action. पंच प्राण 15, मन बुद्धि चित्त अहंकार इज 19, बट देयर चित्त एंड अहंकार इज इंक्लूडेड इन मन एंड बुद्धि. चित्त गोज इनटू मन एंड अहंकार गोज इनटू बुद्धि, दैट मेक्स 17. नाउ हियर इट इज रिटन 16, दैट मीन्स मन बुद्धि चित्त अहंकार ऑल इंक्लूडेड इन वन. दैट्स ऑल. सो तत्वबोध, you got tattvabodh, you are not attending tattvabodh na,
tattvabodh is always there.
Namastasmai
bhagavate, namastasmai bhagavate vasudevaya vedase papur gyanamayam soumya yanmukham ruhasavam.
Now he is saluting to Ved Vyas ji, who is the avatar of Vishnu, from whom he got that knowledge which is nothing but nectar of the wisdom. So he is saluting to his guru, his father, Ved Vyasi.
Eta devatma bhurajan naradaya vipriccate veda garbhopyadat sakshat yadaha hariratmanah.
Rajan, I am going to tell you the same thing which Narayan ji said to Brahma ji. Brahmaji said to Narad, Naradji said to Vyas, Vyasji said to Sukadev, and Sukadev is going to tell the same thing. So this katha originally was said by Narayan. From Narayan came to Brahmaji. From Brahmaji came to his son Narad. Narad inspired and told it to Ved Vyas. Then Ved Vyas told to Sukadev, and now Sukadev is very. So he will now tell about the Srishti, about the creation, how the Pancha Mahabhuta came and all that will come.
इति
श्रीमद् भागवते महापुराणे पारमहंस्यायां संहितायां द्वितीय स्कंदे चतुर्थो अध्याय. We have completed one chapter today, fourth chapter. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.